Someone who's sick and listening to this right now may not really care whether it's the H1N1 or the H3N2. But are those, in fact, the strains that are in the flu vaccination?
They are, absolutely. And they're also the viruses that we see causing illness in our communities right now. But we also know that we're seeing not only influenza illness in our communities, but other types of viruses, such as rhinoviruses and common cold viruses causing illness in our community.
I want to go there because, you know, a lot of people are complaining and they're saying, I have a cold. Well, that cold is persisting, and I've heard 2-3 weeks of people having the same types of symptoms, but because they don't have a very typical flu symptoms, they're just going on saying, I have a cold. And that is, in fact, possible?
Well, there is a distinct difference in the symptoms between cold and influenza. What we usually see with influenza is people may have a cough, they may have a sore throat. Very often, they'll have a fever. And they also have a great deal of fatigue. It's difficult for them to come to work. It's difficult for them to do their daily activities. Whereas a cold, you typically have those more sinus-type symptoms, runny nose, head congestion, headache, maybe watering eyes. So there is a distinct difference between those symptoms in those two illnesses.
Let's talk a little bit about immunity. You get the flu, you suffer the flu, you come out the other end. What can I expect if I meet that strain again next season?
Well, if you meet that strain again next season, your body's going to recognize it and hopefully have some antibodies to it, and you will not be as sick as you were that first time you were exposed. We also know that we tend to have influenza A circulating early in the flu season. That trend tends to come down, and then we have influenza B circulating later in the flu season. And certainly without adequate vaccination, you are vulnerable to both influenza A and B in the same season.
Can people who have been immunized with a flu vaccination still get the flu?
We know that individuals who get the flu vaccine and perhaps do indeed contract the flu are going to be less sick than the individual who didn't get the flu vaccine.
Do you have any way of knowing from contact with your patients how well Lane County residents are listening to their bodies and maybe staying home, taking care while they're sick?
When people are sick, they often feel they need to go to work, especially if they do not have sick leave or if they don't have any way to make up for lost wages. And as Americans, we tend to place a high value on going to work, even if we are sick. And I think we're under a great deal of stress, and we know how that role of stress plays in making our bodies more vulnerable to illness and sickness.
Cindy Morgan is Communicable Disease Supervisor for Lane County Public Health. Last year, 17 people died of complications from the flu. $13 million in taxpayer dollars were spent treating influenza in Lane County. Health officials say it's not too late to get a flu shot. Tiffany Eckert, KLCC News.